Jody and Aaron. I'm Jody.
And I'm Aaron.
All right, guys. So this is actually take two of episode two. We tried to do this last time, but we had fun. I mean, what did we forget to do? We forgot to plug in the mics.
Yeah. We recorded an entire episode and then afterwards realized that the mics were not plugged in at all. And that was why it sounded terrible. So that's okay. It was not the quality of the content on that was not, y'all aren't missing.
Right. So jumping into like the pop culture and stuff like that, I have been watching a lot of TikTok lately. And I know, Erin, you love TikTok. She's like TikTok famous on there. I mean, I think she.
I don't know about that.
But like, what makes you, how many followers do you have to have? Like, how many likes makes you TikTok famous?
I don't know. I think this is subjective to whoever you ask, because you'll find that people will have like 100,000 followers and be like, oh my gosh, I'm not TikTok famous. Or they will have, you know, 20,000 and say, I'm just a small account. And I don't think that if you've got 20,000, 50,000, or 100,000, I think 1,000 is, you know, 1,000 is what you have to have before you can go live. I don't think that's considered like TikTok famous. Honestly, 1,000 followers on most social media platforms is really high. TikTok is kind of unique. I guess I personally would go by so for the creator fund, I think something like 10,000 followers, which I do not have, so I'm not TikTok famous. But if I had to put like a number on it, I would go with that. And I would say 10,000 just based on that standard that TikTok set to be considered a creator.
Like a creator?
Oh, the creator fund means that you can monetize your account. So TikTok set up the creator fund to pay content creators who have, you have to have over, I think, 10,000 followers and something like over 10,000 video views in the last 30 days and, I don't know, be over 18. And so, like for me, I have half the number of followers that I would need. But engagement, you know, I do have over like 10,000 or whatever likes, or, but that doesn't help.
You've got like almost 6,000 followers. Close to it. I don't know. I think you're TikTok famous. But one thing that I've noticed, the difference in like, say, Instagram, TikTok. So guys will say like the girl wears a lot of makeup or uses a lot of filters that she's catfish. But what I've noticed, guys, their catfishing is on TikTok where it's not really catfishing, it's catfishing. Have you noticed that a lot? Like a lot of the guys on, they wear the hat concept because they're bald, which is fine, no big deal. But it makes them a person, and I feel like, you know, you can't say, oh, I can't wear makeup because you can wear a hat because that makes you look totally different. So,
yeah, no, I definitely agree with the double standard. I don't feel like you should say that, you know, oh, this is shady to wear makeup and you're catfishing and then the hat thing. I feel like...
But like, don't go around and say girls can't wear makeup because they look like a different person when you're wearing a hat all the time looking like a totally different person.
For sure. One thing that has been, I think, really interesting is the millennial growth or growth from non-Gen Zers, older generations on TikTok that has especially since quarantine. I know they have huge growth between like 25 to 34 year olds as well as that 35 to 40 age groups, which I just think is really interesting.
A lot of moms on there.
Yeah, there is definitely a huge moms. And I feel like there are more women in general in that age group than men. And I think that's why it is so easy for the men to kind of, for their accounts to kind of blow up. But I will say that the women on TikTok are very supportive of each other. That is one thing that I think is interesting when it comes to like the vibe on different social media platforms. I think TikTok, it is just so light and it's so supportive. And then you go over to Facebook and it's like, total 180. I feel like it is.
Lots of political and negative.
Yeah. Everything on Facebook is so polarized, so political. And even if it's not polarized or political, somebody is going to make sure that it is in the comments. And it's just, I don't know, it's exhausting. I get on Facebook and I just leave right away.
Well, and on TikTok, if there is a troll leaving a negative comment, there's so many people defending that person. I feel like under that comment, like saying, you know.
Yeah. Another thing I think has been really interesting when we're talking about social media and the different platforms, but something that I have seen that is consistent across the various different platforms or the major ones is the encouragement to vote. And I've seen register to vote or reminders to where you can easily check even in the app to see if you're registered, where you, you know, get registered and then view voting locations, which I think is really awesome. I've seen it in Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. I have seen more videos from users. I don't recall if I've actually seen like a call to action from TikTok. But
I don't
think
I have either, but I've seen a lot of the supporting this one or supporting that one videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
So no matter where you go, you're not going to forget to vote.
Right. But yeah, those are kind of the updates right now in social media. And then we are going to kind of move into our topic discussion, which is a little different this week. We are really just doing a bit more background on Jody and I and getting to know us. And so I think overall, you're going to get to know us as we put episodes out and share and all of that. But we thought it would be fun just initially to go into a little bit of just more about us and who we are. So to start off, I wanted Jody to tell the story of how we met, because when we recorded this the first time very poorly, she told this story and I had actually forgotten it. But it was really funny and I do kind of remember it now that she was saying it. So
okay, so I'll try and make it short and sweet. We met in cosmetology school back in 2004, and when we started, like, half the girls were staying in the dorms, and half the girls were driving every day. I was driving every day, and Erin was in the dorms, so a lot of the girls that were in the dorms got to know each other sooner before classes started, so they got to be friends. So we didn't really know each other well at first, and then one day we're learning, I think we were doing, like, curling hair or something like that. And all of a sudden, I hear Erin rapping Drop It Like It's Hot. And that was my jam right then. So I instantly had to, like, get into it with her. And we just started rapping. And that formed a beautiful friendship that's lasted many years.
And I just remember, I was like, so it's basically like a musical, how we met. I'm singing Drop It Like It's Hot, then joins in. You know, like the whole school starts singing. I don't think that happened.
No,
that's why we're not friends with the rest of them. Just kidding. So that's our beautiful story of how this all began.
And you know, the funny thing that I want to add to that is there was, okay, so Erin lives a few hours from me, and we were graduating. A friend of ours told us, like, you know, when you guys graduate, you're never going to talk again. And it's been how many years now? We talk, like, every day. We're doing a podcast together now. Like, we showed them.
Yeah. So it can happen, guys. I don't know. Okay, so now we're going to kind of do some questions. So I put together just a few kind of getting to know us questions that we're going to go through. So I'll start with asking Jody and then give my take on it. So Jody, what are some causes or issues or just things in general that are important?
I have a son with special needs, and something that I've really noticed, I've noticed it my whole life. My brother has special needs as well. And I've really noticed that people that have children that aren't around other kids or adults with special needs, they don't teach them about them. And I understand if someone looks different or is acting different, like, kids are gonna stare, kids are curious, like, it's innocent. It took me a long time to realize that because it really bothered me for a long time. But I just think that we need to be teaching our kids that there are so many different people in the world, and we need to embrace differences, that different isn't bad, you know? Different isn't scary. Different is a great thing.
Yeah, awesome. For me, so causes that I care about and tend to be active in are, one is issues that surround, like, foster care and the foster care system. That is something that I've been engaged in locally and just feel passionate about. I think there's a lot of brokenness in the system that, and just room for improvement. Another issue, also mental health, and mental health issues, I think, are so important. Yeah, so those would be, I think, the top two issues that I tend to care about. So, okay, what is something that is unique or unusual about you?
So it's kind of embarrassing, but I think it's kind of cool. I can play quite a few different instruments. I've been playing the saxophone for basically my whole life, but I'm pretty good at it. And a few other things, but that's my main thing. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of unique. Not everybody can do. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's good. And then I was just trying to think of mine because I feel like when I thought of these questions, I had really great answers, and now I'm like kind of blanking. I really should have. But yeah. I guess something that's, I don't know how unique this is, but this is something that probably most people who know me pretty well know. And it just goes back to like on like issues I care about being foster care and stuff. So I actually am no longer, but I was a licensed foster parent for several years. And I think, I guess that's kind of unique. Okay. So next question, what would your ideal vacation look like?
My ideal vacation would be basically anywhere that there's no more COVID and we can just relax. I don't care. I just feel like we've not been able to do anything at all this year. So I feel like I don't care if I'm on a beach or in the mountains or maybe just somewhere pretty where I can just relax and not worry about, oh, do I have my mask or... You know?
So just like regular life before COVID, your ideal vacation.
Yeah, basically.
Perfect.
Yeah. How about you?
My ideal vacation is, so I haven't really been outside of the country that much, which I would love to do. I would love to go to Venice. And I took Italian in college, so I don't remember any of it, but, you know, it would... I would feel a little bit more, you know, whatever. I think that would be really cool. But as far as realistic ideal vacations, I love anywhere you can go and just hang out on a lake and take giant floaties and day drink. That's my ideal vacation.
I know. We didn't
get to do a float trip
this year at all.
I know. I wish we have to do that next year.
Float trip, like just bundle up and get on a floaty.
Like an ice skating trip.
And ice skating, yes.
Yeah.
I would be floating because I would just fall. So I just have to, you know, lay down and slide.
That would be so cute. Okay, so what is one family tradition or thing that your family did growing up or does today that maybe is different or, I don't know, stands out to you?
So my family's, I guess, pretty typical, but... One thing that we do is every Friday, and we haven't as much since COVID and everything, just, you know, trying to be careful, but every Friday my family would get together and have like a poker night. We would just like play cards and just have a few drinks and laughs and just make sure that we all spend some time together. What about yours?
I love that. Yeah, so this is, I don't know if this counts as a tradition, but this is what I thought of for this. So when I was growing up, my dad would always, at the dinner table, he would go around and ask everybody, what have you learned today? And if you had something new that you had learned that day, you got a quarter, like 25 cents. and he would like, it was like a big deal to me. He'd be like, now if you want to get the 25 cents, you've got to tell me what you learned.
So did you ever just like make something up? And just,
oh, I'm
like,
sure I did. I'm sure.
Just like, oh. Dad, did you know this? Like,
or like pull something that like I didn't actually learn that day. Yeah, I feel like I definitely did that, I'm sure.
You were a hustler at a young age, making quarters.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. I should have probably given you time to think about this one. Tell us one embarrassing thing you've done or that has happened to you. And then I put, or one embarrassing thing about the other person. Why did I put that? Yeah, that's
yeah.
Like, tell them something embarrassing about me. Like, why would I offer that? Why would I put that in my notes? Maybe
refer to a TikTok.
Oh gosh.
Okay, my embarrassing story about myself. So I go to Nashville quite a bit, and usually when I go, I get to go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. And so this one time I was back there, and it's kind of hard to explain, like right behind the stage, it's kind of dark, but then there's like the backstage area where there's the dressing rooms and it's more lit up. So when you're walking through that door, it kind of messes with your vision a little bit. I don't know, but I'm walking back there, and as I'm walking in, Vince Gill is walking out, and I literally smash into him, like my whole body, like smashes into him. He grabs me by the shoulders. It's like, are you okay? And I don't even realize it's him at first. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, are you okay? So I'm just kind of stunned and I still can't really see who it is. And as I'm walking away, my friend that's with me is like, I think they're going to call security on you. You just assaulted Vince Gill.
That is amazing.
But he was, you know what? He was really cool about it. Like every time that I would kind of walk by him, he would like jump back like I was going to hit him or something. It was really funny. So, but also very embarrassing, especially if I realized who it was.
I love that. That reminded me of when we were at the Opry the last time, and that one guy, and this is awful, this is where I'm going to sound like a horrible person, I don't remember what his name was, but I was trying to, like, get a picture of you and him together, and instead, I ended up looking like a psycho paparazzi, yes. But, like, not paparazzi, and just, like, kind of awkwardly following him around the whole time. To the point that then when he was, like, done and, like, exiting stage and I was like, okay, this is the chance. But instead of, like, saying something and just being like, hey, can I get a picture of me like a normal person? I didn't and just kind of, like, awkwardly followed. And I was like, Jody, should I say it now? And then he, like it was like he was intentionally like, I'm not going to make eye contact. I'm going to leave as fast as I can. But at least I don't. Josh Turner. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, so that would be the time I stalked Josh Turner at the Opry, accidentally. Very awkward.
You saw him right now.
I'm the worst with names, though, to be fair. I'm bad with everybody. But I remember Carly Pierce. I wasn't nice. I don't know, maybe I'm so just, sweet. Like, super nice. That actually wasn't going to be my embarrassing story, but I feel like that totally works. Yeah, what was the other one that you just reminded me of today that I already forgot about?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why are these all about famous people? I feel like it's trying to name drop or something. And it's not like that. We're not like this cool people. Maybe I should say we are. I don't know. Anyway, so we're in Chicago and we're at this hotel for a concert. What am I saying concert? It was for a hair show. So they have these, like, so we met in cosmetology, did hair for a long time, and they have these what are called hair shows where they do, like, runway and the hair trends and classes and things like that. We're in Chicago for a hair show. We're staying at this hotel, and we're about to go swimming. And I just remember that I looked like total crap. I think I had, like, a hotel towel, like, half wrapped around me because it was, like, this really small towel. So it just, like, gross, like not cute situation, but I was like, whatever, there's no one in the hallway, there's no one here. And we're about to get on the elevator, and it stops, and it opens, and there's this dude, Justin Bieber. It wasn't really Justin Bieber, but we thought it was, and it was.
Because it looked like him.
It did. We call him Justin Bieber. So, anyways, the elevator opens, Justin Bieber is standing there. I did this, like, weird, like, squat thing. I don't know what it was. It was so gross. And then I look at Jody and I say, go. And I just run a different direction. It was, like, something you would see on, it reminded me of something you would see on a bad Disney show where you're like, oh my gosh, that never happens. Who would even
like
do
it was
that? It's like the
more
gross.
Embarrassing for me because you left me there. And Justin Bieber just looks at us like, well, look at you, you were halfway down.
For a long time, like, they didn't know if they should wait and hold the elevator door or not. And then eventually she walks away and it just took forever for the door to close.
It did.
So, anyways.
But to give credit, I'm pretty sure it wasn't before, it was after me, and we saw in a kind of a hot mess.
I don't know. I just, it was a hot mess either way.
Yeah.
All right, so now our next session, whatever, is, we need a name for it. I have Joe Jam as the name for it right now, which I think we can all acknowledge is pretty terrible and needs some work. So, but this section is basically, was kind of Jody's idea and talking about what we're listening to. It's mostly going to be what Jody's listening to each week. And this week, to switch it up a little bit, I thought we would actually do throwbacks. And so we're going to do what we were listening to around the time we first met, which is like the 2005-ish range. And so we'll talk about what we were listening to back in early mid-thousands, whatever. For me, it was, well, I discovered some stuff really. I remember in 2005, I was listening to a lot of Kim and Tupac. Sublime. This one guy I kind of liked was Sublime. Nirvana. Yeah, those were not from 2005, but I didn't discover them until then. So I remember listening to some of that. But I think the main things I listen to, the songs that stand out, Drive It Like It's Hot, of course, was like the song. Lean Back, that one that's like a slow motion for me. Gold Digger. A lot of Don't Trip with Trina and Lil Wayne. I remember that. Jody, what were you?
A little bit of everything back then, but I remember. But mostly I was listening to like Brooks and Dunn, Dierks Bentley, you know. A little bit of country, but a little bit of everything. Dropping like it's hot.
Now this section is really fun. It's called Dish Bish. And I'm not going to sing the song that I did in our first episode because it was terrible. We can work on that though. All right. So for this week, I'm going to ask, I guess, a couple things. First off, what's in your purse? Do you have your purse? Are you ready?
Yes.
What's in it?
Okay. My planner. I have my wallet. Of course, like 1,000 masks. I have a bunch of White Claw koozies.
That's awesome.
Because you never know when you're going to need it. I have deodorant, I used to go tanning all the time, and it was like a habit that I started back then. I always felt like, you know, you have like that smell when you go tanning, and I just felt like I needed to use deodorant afterwards. Whatever.
Tanning or like tanning?
Like tanning.
You go like tanning still? No, you don't.
Oh, honey, I haven't in years, but it's just a habit that stuck with me. So I always keep deodorant in my purse because you just never know. You never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I used to go tanning all the time and I would just get red. No matter what lotion I use, I would just get red. And then I would peel and be in pain for a couple days. And then I would be back to Casper. So, you know, now I just spray tan. A sticky roller because I have cats and dogs. A brush, obviously, for the mop. I have my insurance cards for my Jeep that I just keep forgetting to take out of my purse and put in my Jeep. I have a Jonas Brothers CD.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Sunglasses. Let's see. I have lots of these like roll-on perfumes and lip gloss. Mini hairspray. I have a little, because, you know, we do poker nights with my family, so I've got my little bag with my quarters and stuff in it for poker. And a bunch of nose rings.
Awesome.
That's the gist of it.
I feel like I used to keep a lot more in my purse than I do now, especially when I had, like, younger kids or my son was little. I definitely always had so much stuff. I'd have, like, snacks and everything in my purse all the time. Now, I always have, like, my wallet. Loose change. I always have, like, random change in the pockets of my purse. And receipts. It makes no sense. Chapstick and, like, lip plumper lip gloss. I have hand sanitizer. I have a small tape measure because I've been doing, like, home projects.
Never know.
Making me sound so cool. I have... That's all.
That's good. So you don't have a Jonas Brothers
seat
in there?
I don't. I actually like downsized to a smaller purse so that I would not end up hoarding like a ton of stuff in it. Because I feel like the bigger the purse, the more I throw in it. Like if I have a giant bag, I'm just going to I'll throw that in there. Like a water bottle, like I'll throw that in there. Like this, I'll throw that in there. And it'll be like 10 pounds.
Then I literally need a suitcase. This is probably why I have back problems. Like I should just get like a suitcase with those.
You should lug it around. I remember kids in high school that did that. Yes. Like the ones that didn't have like the backpack. Did you have those at your school? The kids that would do like...
No.
No?
No. They really did. Suitcases.
It was like, just like on wheels. Yeah. It was like a briefcase. Yeah. I had kids that would take...
Did this or just like one like weird
No, kid? There was more than one. It wasn't like a thing like everybody did, but there were definitely more than one. It was like that would bring like a briefcase to school. And it had, like, the rollies and, like, wheel it around. Really smart kids. Like, they're really smart.
The smart kids, yeah.
I was smart. I didn't. But I was weird, too. I tried to, like, hide my smartness because I was a girl and I thought for some reason that if I acted smart that wasn't cool. But that was not the only reason I didn't have a wheelie backpack. All right. This is a good one. What was the weirdest or craziest dare you ever took? Like, in truth or dare? Because Jody is, like, the queen of truth or dare. She loves playing truth or dare. That. Except you gotta be careful, because sometimes I feel like you just gotta be careful.
I mean, if you're gonna play it, you might as well, you know, go all in, right? I'm here to be entertained and entertain other people. And if you want to join in on the fun, so the weirdest dare
just either, whatever comes to mind.
Okay, so I've done a lot of really fun ones, but my favorite that I can think of, so a friend of ours that had a crush on her was playing it and said, oh, I picked dare. So I'm like, okay, I dare you to send Aaron a dick pic. But
such a good friend.
You can't just send any old angle, any old dick pic. Like, if you really have these strong feelings for Aaron, I'm gonna need you to add a little something to it. So I told him to draw a ring around it and say, Mrs. I'm not gonna say his last name, with a question mark afterwards. Basically, and as soon as she got it, she messages me and is like, did you just dare him to do that? Like, she knew that I had something to do with it. That's my favorite.
So, please. I like how your weirdest dare is about me, and now my weird is also.
No, I'm ready. I feel like.
No, it's. Well, it's weird. It's weird. And I'm going to just put it all out. The weirdest dare I ever got, because this girl, it's always her. She's the instigator on this. So, we were playing Truth or Dare, and this one was really a long time ago. This was like pre Snapchat days. So, this one was like actually a long time ago. We were playing Truth or Dare in Jody's backyard, and it was. Me, Jody, I think we had some friends over, your cousin, and I think you already know where this is going. So, the dare is, we were using an app from our phone, okay? And the dare was that Jody's cousin had to pretend to give me CPR. And so, I was like, what the heck? This is the weirdest dare. Whatever, fine, just do it. Like, I know CPR, it's just whatever. So I'm like, okay, are you gonna do it? And then he's like, why'd you just sit there? And I was like, because it was CPR. And then he like awkwardly is like, yeah, but you're supposed to make out. And I was like, no, it's not CPR. And it was just like a super awkward situation, I think, for everyone, honestly.
I thought it was hilarious.
So, yeah. Oh, that was very cool. It was a really good truth or dare. And that's, like, all I have on my notes for Dishfish. So, thanks for listening to our podcast. We're on Instagram at Boom Tequila Podcast. And we are still getting started, so we are learning and growing, and just hang in there, and we have a lot of cool content planned. We will get better as we continue and come back and give us a good review. We will catch you next time.